Hey, everybody, welcome to Practical Digital Strategies. It's a podcast where we empower digital marketers, SEO beginners, website owners, and content creators. They're going to thrive online. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that's crucial for your website's visibility, meta tag optimization for better SEO. Let's get started. First things first, what exactly are meta tags? Well, meta tags are little snippets of text that describe a page's content. Think of it like what appears on the binder in a book in a library, and you want to know what it's about. You can look at the title, right? Well, they don't appear on the page itself. Meta tags are only in the page's code. Think of them like as your Windows title that gives the search engines a snapshot of what they're going to be about and something you can't see. Now, let's break down the different types of meta tags that you need to know. First up, of course, is the title tag, or page titles as HTML elements, going to specify the title of a web page. So they're going to appear in the search engine results as clickable headlines for a given result. So if you're looking for movie theaters near me, Bazinga, you're going to get a list with clickable titles that'll be theaters near you. Title tags, you want them to be 50 to 60 characters long. Make sure they have the relevant keywords within. The meta description meta tag is going to be a brief summary of what a web page is about. You want to keep those into the search engine's mind at about 150 characters maximum, even shorter for mobile. They don't have a direct ranking factor, but they give information about the site, and that's going to work for the click-through rate. Meta tag for keywords. They're not as influential as they once were. Okay, meta keywords has kind of gone away, but they're still going to list relevant keywords and phrases to describe your page content, sort of complement of the page description. Be sure you don't overstuff your keywords when you do that effort. So let's talk a little bit more about how we're going to go about optimizing each meta tag and what ingredients you need to put into that recipe. So if there's a blueprint for writing compelling title tags, it might be this. A compelling title tag is going to have a real clear indication of the descriptive text that the page is about, okay? It's going to be concise, and that means it's going to be 50 to 60 characters long, not more than 60, okay? And you're going to have a keyword or two into that title. Now, effective meta description tags are going to have these ingredients. It's going to be a good snapshot of what the page offers, what it's about. It's going to have the keywords that generated the search results that brought a user to that. And then within that description, have some sort of a call to action, like encourage users to sign up or subscribe or some sort of thing like that. And like I said before, it's not a primary ranking factor, but keywords matter. Two things to consider. Think about being relevant, accurately reflect the page content with your keyword, and don't overstuff your keyword. Don't say it repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. Just saying it once or twice is enough. Yes, there's tools to do meta tag analysis, and I'm going to show you several tools that help with that. First one up is for your WordPress-powered plugin of choice. Some people like Yoast SEO. It'll give you a good handle on what your meta tags are doing or not doing. I personally, in WordPress-powered sites, use RankMath as a meta tag analyzer. It gives you how search engines are going to use your meta tag. And this tool will also help you find out if there are any errors in your meta tag. Like if your description is too long or something like that. The Screaming Frog, I've got it listed here. The free version of Screaming Frog will only do 500 URLs, and then it goes into you've got to pay for it to play with it. So meta tags might seem like a small part of SEO, but their impact is anything but minor, okay? By understanding the different types of meta tags and following the best practices that we gave you in this information, you can significantly enhance your site's visibility and user engagement. Don't underestimate the power of well-done Meta Tags. They're going to be your sign-up partners in attracting and retaining visitors. Are you ready to take your SEO to the next level? Then start optimizing your Meta Tags today. Or get some help to do that. I know a guy. It's a wrap.